USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Immigration advocates tell NBC News they're frustrated with President Biden's ambiguous border policies, asserting that the administration lacks clear wins on immigration. That's according to Janet McGuire, president of Unidos U.S., describing the situation as one step forward and two steps back. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, asserted on ABC's The View that Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez should be expelled from the U.S. Senate. Fetterman drew parallels to the recent expulsion of Representative George Santos from the House of Representatives.
Santos is kind of lies were almost, you know, funny. And, like, you know, he, you know, landed on the moon and that kind of stuff. I think Menendez, I think, is really a senator for Egypt, you know, not New Jersey.
Fetterman says Menendez, who faces federal charges related to a bribery scheme, should face similar consequences if Santos deserved expulsion from Congress. A New York man stabbed four family members to death, injured two officers, and set a fire before being shot dead by authorities. Upon arrival, the suspect stabbed two officers, leading to his fatal shooting and the discovery of five stabbed individuals with four fatalities in Queens, New York. Oscar-winning actress Susan Sarandon apologizing for her anti-Semitic rant at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City after her Hollywood talent agency dropped her.
Sarandon saying her remarks were a terrible mistake. Back on November 17th, she tells the crowd in Union Square that Jews are getting a taste of what it is like to be Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence. But on Instagram, Sarandon now writing, "This phrasing was a terrible mistake, as it implies that until recently, Jews have been strangers to persecution, when the opposite is true."
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hardig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, expressed the plate's sentimental value passed down from his late father and used on family vehicles for years. When attempting to renew it, he found it assigned to another car owner. Hardig is seeking a court order to prevent the state from transferring the plate to an Ann Arbor man, also a University of Michigan graduate living near the football stadium. Jerry Turner, known as the Golden Bachelor, has not only chosen his lady, Teresa Nist, but they have also revealed plans to marry next month. The announcement was made during the After the Final Rose special, and the couple's wedding will be featured on an ABC wedding special on January 4th. The show is sending the couple to Italy. Turner expressed a desire to tie the knot quickly, stating, "We're going to do it as quickly as possible because we don't have a lot of time to waste." Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.